Hey everybody, it's Ray and Kevin calling in for a vlog. We're getting very close to the end of the expedition. We've got a little and anticipate to finish our expedition in a time a little over 12 and a half days, something like that, if all goes well and the weather holds just long enough for us to finish. Weather has been a huge issue for us while we've been out here, and terrain has been difficult, but we are anticipating an average over the entire expedition of about 50 kilometers a day. It's been spectacular for us. It's been physically very challenging, as you can see from some of the videos, but also very rewarding. We've seen so many incredible things, as you've seen from our photographs. We've tried to stay within about 5 to 10 kilometers off of the shore, and we've even taken a couple of extra lines to get photos of Shaman Rock, for example, and some of the other iconic places on Lake Baikal. But just traveling the coastline and seeing the mountains and how beautiful they are has just been awe-inspiring for Kevin and I. And of course, the other huge inspirational component has been speaking with the students every day and how, or every second day, and how amazing that has been for us and pumping us up. Well, we're almost there. We're getting close, and on some of the mechanics of the expedition, here's Kevin.
Hey, everyone. Lake Baikal is actually inspiring us so much as well. The thought that this huge, huge lake is a single reservoir of water, a fresh water of roughly 20% of the world's fresh water. We were commenting on that yesterday, barely seeing the other shoreline, and that's just the width of the lake with these 6,000 and 7,000 foot peaks surrounding us as we move along. What an incredible place, and incredibly difficult too. The conditions over the last few days have been deteriorating for us underfoot, where prior to that we had clear ice, quite literally it was as if you were walking on water except for the cracks. You look straight into the abyss below you. But now it's actually developing into more wind drifts and sastrugi that we're more accustomed to from the South Pole, and hauling our sleds over that, trying to manage our 50K pace. It's a bit of a tough go. Our fuel supplies have pretty well gone now, or dwindled, so we're starting to ration things, as well as a little bit of food as well, as we make our final sprint to the finish. But we're super psyched. We have about 150K to go, and we really hope you guys keep on following us. So we'll be talking soon, and cheers on. Thanks, Paul.